She ignored the voicemail icon when it appeared and sat up in bed. If she were smart, she'd go back to sleep before her shift at the hospital started. But Abby was too annoyed. She'd never sleep now. It was pointless to even try. She wasn't entirely comfortable living alone. She'd found the silence since Wes moved out more unsettling than she'd anticipated. But it was her choice. She'd wanted him to go. She'd demanded it. And for the most part, she was glad that she was by herself, that she didn't have to try so hard. There was no pointless chatter about work or politics or any of the other mindless bullshit that fills the spaces when there's nothing else to say. She didn't have to make excuses about why she had two breakfasts or why she stayed in bed until 2 o'clock on her day off. No, for her, this was the only option. She was free to make her own choices, good or bad. Abby got out of bed and grabbed her gray terry cloth robe off the back of the door. She caught a glimpse of her reflection in the full-length mirror and grimaced in disgust. Fat, round face, belly swollen to an unnatural size. One moment she'd been thin and sexy, the kind of girl that turned heads, and the next she was this pig. Whoever said pregnancy was a gift was a goddamn liar. Abby's body was being held hostage by this alien invader, and she despised each and every change.